Domestic production and international trade is crucial to securing Jamaica's economic future. The global acceptance of Jamaican goods and services is dependent on an infrastructure built on credible and accurate measurements based on internationally recognized calibration and measurement capabilities. It is also dependent on standards that reflect international consensus as far as possible and an accreditation-based conformity assessment system that satisfies international requirements. These prerequisites for expanding international trade in Jamaican goods and services and expanding the quality support base for domestic industry dictate that our economic development path must be based on policies and programs that are standards-led and market-driven. This is why the government has developed and is promoting a national quality policy.
The simple truth is that we cannot properly engage in modern trade without ensuring that we adopt a standards-led approach to the production of goods and services, reference to quality standards, and the initiative to strengthen the national quality infrastructure.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. Indeed, without a strong national quality infrastructure, NQI, local businesses are unable to access international markets or become part of global supply and value chains. The NQI is predicated on a highly integrated network of people, systems, and organizations, with the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, the BSJ, being at the center of this transformation process. Minister Hilton says, with an efficient NQI, businesses will become more competitive. This infrastructure is anchored by four pillars: standards development, conformity assessment, which involves testing, inspection and certification, the science of measurement or metrology, and accreditation.
I'm pleased that much has been accomplished over the last 3 years to buttress our national quality infrastructure. Achievements include the recent reform effort at the Bureau of Standards of Jamaica, involving the separation of the regulatory functions from its standards development functions, strengthening of the National Certification Body of Jamaica, the NCBJ, and improvements in the capacity of Jamaica National Accreditation Agency, or JANA.
According to Minister Hilton, efforts to strengthen the NQI will have positive implications for local suppliers who will benefit from being able to take greater advantage of the country's current trading arrangements. In a move to deepen the promotion of quality in the provision of goods and services, the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce will be instituting an Excellence Award and pursuing ISO 9001 certification. ISO 9001 is well established around the world as an invaluable quality management system standard. It is suitable for all sizes and types of organizations in all industries and helps entities to improve management processes to compete locally and or globally.
Too often, our manufacturers and exporters have had difficulty in accessing international markets due to technical barriers to trade, TBT. These TBTs may have to do with labeling, ingredients, production, input, or other issues associated with the physical attributes of the product. In such cases, the goods may be detained or returned to the exporter because it is not meeting international standards. Under the trading rules, to gain market access to other markets in the world, you must meet quality standards. We cannot win on price. We must win on quality.
Minister Hilton says certification management standards will be implemented in the ministry as part of the process to achieve ISO 9001. Regarding the Excellence Award, Minister Hilton says this is another attempt to recognize persons in the public and private sectors who are excelling. The National Quality Policy 2015 is a revision of the 2001 policy. It aims to re-engineer, strengthen, upgrade, and maintain the national quality infrastructure as a vehicle to increase exports and penetrate new markets with high-quality goods and services.
The Board of Trustees of the Executive Agencies Pension Scheme invites members and heads of executive agencies to a general meeting at Knutsford Court Hotel, Tuesday, November 24 at 2 p.m. under the theme, Building a Solid Foundation for the Future. Come learn about the performance of your pension plan, strategies to maximize benefits, and current issues relating to pensions in Jamaica. That's a general meeting of the Executive Agencies Pension Scheme, Tuesday, November 24 at Knutsford Court Hotel at 2 p.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.